Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Da-da. Da-da. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Brought you just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
Going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
61 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-70s again. It's been like the same weather every day this week.
Been perfect.
Perfect. Cloudy, maybe a little drizzle throughout the day. And sun comes back Saturday, Sunday, mid-70s, and your Bills game forecast looks like it's going to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
70 and sunny. Go Bills. Live right here, 1 o'clock Sunday on 96.5 WCMF. You ever have those moments where you realize what you look like in front of your wife and it's not good?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
All right, can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I collected sports cards a ton when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, my parents' house got repossessed, so I like lost all of my memories when I was like 18. But
yeah.
I managed to get all my sports cards out before that happened.
Thank God.
So sitting in my basement and traveling with me from when I moved out until now.
You still have them?
Yeah, thousands of football, basketball, hockey cards. And they've just been sitting in my basement taking up space. And I guess my thought when I took them out of the house is maybe one day I would have kids and they would want them.
Yeah.
Mine don't.
Yeah.
Maybe there would be like some like a fun little neighbor like a Mr. Wilson, and they're like, oh, come here, Sonny.
You want to see my basement?
Yeah, I guess when you put it like that, it's not good.
But your nephews don't want them either.
No.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, you have nephews and
nothing.
Nieces and nobody. None of the children are interested.
Nope. Nobody collects sports.
You just chuck the crap.
Okay. So here's the thing. I got a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, the sports card industry is at the highest it's ever been.
So it's back, baby.
Now I'm convinced it's all a giant embezzlement scheme, but that's beside the point.
Mm.
A friend of mine has started this side hustle where he takes everyone's card collections. And he lists them online. Doesn't matter how good the cards are, whatever, because they're all
like
worth
it. Like he sells it, like the whole binder full of cards?
Well, he'll sell them individually.
Oh,
like
okay.
He'll take the time and photograph every card, and some for a quarter, some for $10. But he takes just a top percentage of each one. I'm not doing anything with them. So I go, you know what? I'm going to get these things out of my house finally, and I'm going to bring them to him today and just let him do his thing.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe I get a couple $100 out of it. Great money I didn't have before.
Sure. You don't have to do it.
Exactly. They're worth the most they're ever going to be worth right now.
Perfect.
Why not? So I don't tell my wife about this. I'm just going to do it. I had some time last night. So I go into the basement and I'm pulling up just these boxes and boxes and boxes, thousands and thousands of hockey, football, and basketball cards.
Yeah.
And I'm going through them to make sure I know what I'm giving him.
Okay.
Right? So I can just give him a little explanation. So last night, my wife had a work meeting late and she's in her fancy stuff, like dress.
Professional.
And, yeah, she looked very professional, very nice, very, very hot when she walked through the door when she got home. But so it's like 8 o'clock. Kids are getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
And I am sitting on my couch, out in front of me on a little table, thousands of sports cards.
Okay. She's got to be impressed.
Well, that's
just got from her big medical meeting.
You like this?
The card dope.
Yeah.
More where this came from.
She walks through the door. And, her face immediately, turns. Because I'm also in, short gym shorts.
Well, and it probably looks like a mess, too.
It was a mess.
You know, she's, walking into kind of, chaos a little bit.
Yeah.
Pet the card clown.
She's like, what are you doing? And I tried to explain what I just explained to you
guys.
Yeah. But, I couldn't explain it right.
Yeah.
She goes, where'd those come from? I go, I've had these.
She didn't even know they were in the basement?
Just in the basement. Probably not. Yeah. Talked away with the rest of my sports crap, right? Exactly. I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh, you've had those the whole time. I go, yeah, yeah. Okay. And she just went upstairs.
Yeah.
Quietly.
I don't even care.
Like, I don't know what woman would be impressed with a sports card collection.
I didn't want her to be impressed.
Yeah. Or even care.
I didn't want her to care. Yeah.
What'd you want?
It looked like
the disgust.
She was disgusted. I think with me.
Well, because you look like a little kid but going through his card collection.
I'm getting rid of them.
I understand.
I wasn't. I didn't have them out last night. Like, oh man, Bo Jackson, Ernest Biner, like smashing the cards together, make them kiss. No, I was. I didn't sit her down and be like, check it out. It's a 95 Excalibur Herschel Walker die cut. No, I'm not. I'm just getting rid of the car.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any that are of value?
Oh yeah, there's probably a couple in there that are worth a little bit of something. Right. I don't know. That's why I went through them to make sure that my buddy, who I don't trust, wasn't going to try and rip me off. Right. But I got to be honest with you. Right. It was fun. It was fun going through them.
I'm sure.
Shut up.
Brought back the memories.
It did.
I am surprised you're willing to give them up. These are things that you hold on dearly to, anything sports related. Like, I wonder why the cards are you willing to part with?
You can't display the cards.
Okay.
They're just in a box.
All right.
If I could hang them on the wall, I would keep them and they would look cool. But there's just too many.
It's like the only thing you kept from your childhood, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do I?
I don't know. I'm surprised, like, because you seem like you'd put up a fight with most things, getting rid of them.
Sometimes it's time to grow up, Kimmy.
All right.
To leave childish things behind.
Look at you.
No, I don't know. Like, I know there are other people that have gone through this with, like, stuff they've had in the past.
Yeah.
Right? Their childhood stuff where it's like, okay, it's time to get rid of it, whether you're selling it, whether you're throwing it away. It wasn't hard last night. But it was, like, fun, like, the flood of memories. Like, there were my basketball cards I hadn't touched in, like...
But you got basketball cards?
Bro, I have thousands of basketball cards.
Oh.
I was on a basketball...
So you have basketball, football, baseball, and hockey?
No baseball. I didn't really collect baseball. But
wait, you don't have baseball cards?
I have a handful.
Of all these cards?
I know. It does seem like the main card.
I thought that's what you started with.
No, I loved football. I started with football.
I know.
And then, hockey and basketball came along.
I mean, as you were going through them, though, were you like, ooh, maybe I'll keep this one. Ooh, I kind of like this one.
I did keep a stack of, like... 15 of them.
And what are you going to do with those? They're going to go in a drawer.
I can display those ones. They were fun ones. Not even valuable. They were just like, oh.
Who's going to... You're going to display them for who?
For myself. Why can I not have joy?
You can. Please, cardboard, make me happy.
You sound like the look on my wife's face last night. No, like I felt like I've never seen my wife disappointed. In me.
Yeah.
Like, and there's been plenty
of... It's frustration. I get what she's coming from.
Yeah, but you would think... I just wonder why this? Like, why is this where she was just like, I can't deal with anymore?
Because why are you hanging on to
her? I mean, she's been in your basement. She's seen all the stuff you got over
there. She lives in that house, Kimmy.
It frustrates me when I see something in a house that I know is never going to get used.
Yeah.
It has sat down there for 10 years where we put it.
Okay.
And I'll say to my wife, why don't we get rid of this? I don't know. I don't want to keep it. Why? Well, I don't want to get rid of it. I go, somebody's going to throw it out. Why not us now and make some space? She can't do it. She's paralyzed. She can't touch it.
But I am getting rid of it. I am getting rid of
kind
these things.
Kind of. You're doing it kicking and screaming.
Well, no, I'm not. She didn't even know they existed. I made the conscious decision to go downstairs, collect all my thousands of sports cards, and say, okay, it's time to get rid of these.
I don't know how you move in that house. Based on the conversations I've had with you, your house has got to be packed. From floor to ceiling with stuff.
Yeah. It's everybody's house right now, man. I don't know where...
Well, you know what it was? Maybe she saw you with all your cards laid out, and she's like, oh, man, we got those, too.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
she didn't even
know...
She probably didn't know that they existed until you pulled them out. She's like, God damn it.
I mean, between the collectibles, the jerseys, the sneakers, the cards, the mini helmets.
I haven't bought sports cards in like 20 years, not since I met my wife.
That's
those
great.
Take up the least amount of room.
Okay, but here's the thing. There are grown-ass men my age that have gotten back into card
There are some sad guys out there, for sure.
Okay, no,
they got money.
I would guess it's mostly adults.
I hope.
It is. No, it is mostly adults. Yeah. No, she's right. Because it's too expensive for kids to like actually get in and
enjoy. Let's squeeze the kids out of the game.
All right, I take it back. I did collect hockey cards with my oldest daughter for a little while. All
right.
We're holding on to those because those are like hers.
All right.
I didn't talk to her last night. She probably would have said sell them. Howie writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, Pat, your wife most likely questioned her life choices when she saw you geeking out with your card collection that she didn't know you were hoarding. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, everybody has something. I don't want to hear. My wife has her plants. Like, she, how dare she?
It's like a living thing.
And it adds to the value to the home.
Oh, it adds to the value
And it's
of
good
the
for the environment.
It cleans the air,
is
Pat.
It? It cleans the air?
Yeah, it cleans
my,
the air.
Inside
it
my house.
It's very
plants
good
add the value inside my house.
Very healthy.
Is it slowly swallowing up my face sitting next to my couch? Like, she sneaks out and buys plants.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. The other day.
Sneaks out.
So, like, a couple weeks ago, she and my daughter had hockey across town. She's out on the east side. She goes, I'll take her. Don't worry about it. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, no, I'm happy to do it. I go, okay. And I check. You know, we follow each other. We have each other's locations turned on. And I just glance. She's at that place in Victor. What's it called?
Oh, Bristol.
Yeah. She's buying plants.
Number one joint.
She volunteered to take my daughter out to the east side so she could sneak away and buy plants like I wasn't going to figure
out
what she was doing.
It's the end of the season, man. You got to load up.
Shut up. How come she can have plants and I can't have memorabilia?
You can have your joy, too.
She does. I mean, you do have a whole space in your house now for your memorabilia.
Yeah, but again, like even
you've extended your house, basically.
But you built that part of your house for your memorabilia.
Built it. We finished the basement. It's not like I was like out there with like a hammer and like a ruler, like putting together a frame. like I said, everyone has their thing. Last night, 252 WCMF, I decided to get rid of all of my sports cards. I have like thousands of them in the basement. My buddy is now doing this side hustle where he lists cards for people and takes a percentage, so I'm going to bring them to him today. And I was going through them. My wife was, she had a meeting last night. She's all professional doctor, right, looking like a dress, beautiful, all gorgeous. And she walks in the house, and I'm sitting at 8 o'clock in a tank top and short gym shorts going through thousands of basketball, hockey, and football cards from the early to mid-90s. And she's like, what are you doing? And I explained it, and she's like, oh. And she just went upstairs. Rich writes us.
What do you say?
I get the same reaction from my wife regarding my comic book collection. Every time I buy an expensive book, I show my wife. She says, very nice, in her condescending voice.
It's radioactive, man. It's so sad,
very nice.
Man. Why is, comic books.
Why can't Rich have joy?
I mean,
joy?
He does.
He
she
can.
Lets him have it. She just isn't interested.
Right.
I think that's a fair reaction. You have your thing. I'm not really interested.
Okay. No, hold on. Now, I know I'm going to bring Tommy back with me. You ready? You ready to watch a man talk?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. The amount of things that our wives say that are not interesting that we have to pretend are interesting.
Yeah.
The least you can do if you're Rich's wife
is
pretend.
But you're going to know that she's faking it.
Doesn't matter.
Do you want her to fake it?
Yes, I do. Like, there's no one else I can talk to about this comic book or this sports memorabilia or this cardboard piece right now. If you're going to make me sit here and
listen. But you come in and we do the same thing. Oh, wow, Pat, that's cool.
Yeah. And we do it to you, too. You're. Crappy life sucks. Oh, wow, I got home and I ate a bunch of nachos. Don't care.
This is kind of... Should I be worried that my husband doesn't have something like this?
Well, he doesn't collect stuff?
He has, like, no attachment to anything.
I get it.
Like, physical.
That I get.
Like, it amazes me...
Leave it there.
He amazes me the amount of things that, like, his college stuff he gets rid of. Like, he's like, oh, I don't want this anymore.
It.
And I'm just like,
that's what you should.
I'm like,
be.
Don't you want to keep something?
For
like,
what?
I don't know. I mean, you did.
He knows
do
what he
this.
Did.
This was a significant point in your life.
But that shows like he's got confidence in himself. Like he knows.
But it
what
is
he
weird.
Did.
Like he doesn't want to keep any of it.
He doesn't have to prove anything.
Oh, shut like his, up.
My mother-in-law has been trying to like give him some of his old stuff for like the longest time. It's like baseball stuff, and he wants no part. He's like, Mom, just throw it away. I'm like, you're telling her to throw it away.
Wait a minute, I love
your life.
It is your life. You should have things.
And he knows what he did.
He knows what he did. Yeah, he knows what he did.
Yeah, he's...
But
he has, like, no collections, nothing.
Yeah, I find it funny. Here's Kind Kimmy. Hey, I want you to cultivate and
keep
and have memories.
Well, no, I'm just thinking, like, maybe I should be worried that he doesn't have anything like that.
Well, Kimmy, maybe he's this way because I seem to remember a story, Tommy.
What's that?
Her husband was very excited talking about building things out in the house because you guys bought your house, and he turned your back porch into a sports bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he started collecting signs and stuff.
Well,
and then people started offering him signs, and you freaked out. I don't want it. No, listeners were offering light up rare ass beer signs that your husband would have loved.
Oh, we have it. We still have it.
And you got pissed about that.
I told him he could hang it up, but he's like, "There's nowhere to hang it up." I go, "Thank you."
My ass. Listen to this.
But I wouldn't call that like he doesn't have attachment to those things.
Okay.
Like not to the point where he would get rid of them. It's not like he's holding on so dearly to them because they mean something to him.
I just love throwing stuff out. I like looking at clutter and just throwing it out, cleaning it out nice.
Yeah, but it's because you're a human locust. You find something like a woman. You suck all of the value and worth out of that person.
Yeah.
As soon as you have...
Human nature.
As soon as you have made them just a husk of what they were,
it's
you then move on.
Food. the food chain.
It's not human nature. That's what bugs do.
They're part of the food chain.
You're a locust. You just, everything is just something trash, 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 take, consume,
yes.
Move on to the next.
That's what you should do.
No, you shouldn't. That makes
you shouldn't hold on to stuff.
A soulless, terrible.
You should not hold on to the past.
I'm not. I'm getting rid of the past.
Yeah, but you still got a lot of past in that house, bro.
Bro, with you, working with you, I got no future. All I have is my past.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you live in the Canandaigua area, we're going to need you right now.
What's going on?
Because a story celebrating something you guys are getting, and this is exciting.
Very cool.
Always nice to give free stuff to the people of communities, right? It's raised a question.
What is that?
Well, look, the name of this park.
Oh.
It's a very unique name. And I would guess it suggests the history before the park.
Oh.
Which would make this park really freaking gross.
So this park is, the ground is historic? Except it happened on it?
It may be what's under the ground.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Folks out in Canandaigua are over the moon.
Yeah.
With news this week, they are getting something shiny and new.
Wow.
Two new pickleball courts are being constructed as we speak and will be opened by mid-October.
Okay.
Wow.
So if you are a pickleball enthusiast,
you're a pickler.
Yep. You'll have two more places to go play out in Canandaigua. And you may be wondering right now where they're building the two new pickleball courts. The two new pickleball courts are going in at Outhouse Park.
Outhouse Park?
Outhouse Park.
Outhouse Park.
Okay.
Question.
Yes, Pat?
Okay. Why is it called Outhouse Park?
Was that where the original outhouse for the town crapper was?
Was outhouse something else before?
Outhouse like, always been an outhouse.
Right? That's what I thought, unless it has a different meaning that we're unaware of.
Okay.
Like back in the day, did they have a town outhouse?
Like where all the outhouses were?
No, like where the town
one
took
town?
A dump.
There was one dump? No, there's one toilet
well, no,
for a town.
Well, think about when they originally got outhouses.
Yeah.
Those were a luxury.
Okay.
So my mother, when she grew up on that farm,
they
didn't have an outhouse originally. So they had to go out side in an area and go.
That was in Auburn.
That was in Auburn right around the Depression, and then they finally, my grandfather.
That's why everyone was so depressed. They're taking dumps in the bushes.
So you basically took a dump outside, and then they had a slop bucket.
Okay.
And that's where they went until my grandfather finally got enough lumber to build an outhouse.
Oh.
No toilet paper.
Ooh.
Sears and Roebuck catalog is what you cleaned yourself with.
No
so
kidding.
You tore up, you were allowed, my mother told me this, they were so poor, I'm not making this up, maybe she was, you got one page out of the Sears, because you only got that catalog once a year. It's a thick catalog, but she had six sisters.
And you know.
Bro, both ends, right? You know, both, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I know how the body works.
Yeah, so you had some brown paper, you had some red paper.
No, it's what? You're not wiping when you have your period.
Well, how do you think they cleaned themselves?
That's
back
it.
Then,
you, bro,
they didn't
rags,
have these,
stupid.
Bro, they didn't have rags and luxury. They didn't have these luxury items you take for granted. These people were freaking
poor. So you're telling me you waited to have your period, which you didn't know was going to happen. You know, it's not like you feel it happen, and then you go and you wipe it off?
My grandmother had to, they had to like knit the tampons. And then you had to hang them out to dry.
All right, going back to Canandaigua here.
Folks, and then here come the damn birds.
Folks from Canandaigua, we're going to need you. Because my mind, when I hear that the pickleball courts are going in outhouse
park. Yeah, it sounds like it was basically a sewage area.
Yes, I have a vision of like 15 outhouses where people from Canandaigua like walk to.
Yeah.
Like under the ground, is there a bunch of historic dumps from the forefathers of Canandaigua?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, there's probably dumps that go back to 1776.
And if that's the case.
Well, that's probably in every park at some point, right?
Underground dumps?
Well, no,
well, think
outhouses.
How they went to the bathroom.
Well, no, but like not. I didn't know they had like. I didn't think they had public toilets back in the day. Like you went back to your outhouse and took a dump.
Yeah, probably just went in the woods. If anything,
right? Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I mean, plumbing that was all a luxury.
Okay, and like if it is named Outhouse Park because there were a bunch of outhouses there, did they not understand you could have named it anything else?
You could have.
You didn't have to honor all the outhouses.
Yeah, you could have just called it, you know. Sunshine Park.
Yeah, there you go.
Sunrise Park.
Sunrise Park's over a bunch of dumps. 252-WZM. All right, we got folks from Canandaigua that are calling us. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
I can't wait to hear this.
Again, two new pickleball courts are being constructed as we speak at Outhouse Park in Canandaigua. They will be done by mid-October, but why is it called Outhouse Park? Harry's on CMF. Hey, Harry, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, man.
It's called Outhouse Park because the farmer who owned the majority of that land donated the property to the city of Canandaigua. His last name was Outhouse.
No, was it?
Yes. He was. I know this story because my grandfather helped found and fund Happiness House, which sits on the corner of Outhouse Road. And his first name was Richard, and his last name was Outhouse.
Dick Outhouse?
Yeah. It's funny because he changed it to Outhouse.
It used
to be House.
Okay, hit the dump. Thank you. Okay, God's sakes. What a terrible joke from an awful movie. Albert Brooks is worse. Or Mel Brooks' worst movie.
I did hear, though, that it is named after a man with the last name Outhouse. Multiple people have called and said that.
His name was Outhouse.
His last name is Outhouse.
That had
John
to drive
something
him crazy.
Outhouse.
Even but, with the family.
Yes.
You're so still like, wet with
Outhouse.
They couldn't go
anything.
Dick Park.
Smith.
Well, that's probably
Dick Park. Well, that's a whole other. Now you got a whole other problem going on there at night. Here come the grandpas.
So, is it really off Outhouse Road?
That's what he said. I don't know.
Outhouse Park off Outhouse Road.
Will you Google it and see? Well, here, just Google why is it named Outhouse Park, and let's see if that actually comes
right
I mean,
on Brown Dirt
from there
Road.
Called and said it's named after a man named John Outhouse.
John Outhouse is his name?
Bro.
John Outhouse. So, if you're descendants of that man, he sounds like a great man. And
yeah,
you should be very proud
so,
of
yeah,
him.
There are probably outhouses out there, right?
Multiple, more
Wait,
outhouses.
Wait, is that family? You know about the family?
Well, I mean,
the people carry
on
the last name.
I hope they change that name.
Well, why would you change the name?
I would.
Oh, no. It's
Crapper.
Richard Outhouse.
Dick Outhouse.
Whose family's land was developed into the public the public park to fulfill his dream of community space.
Okay. I don't know what's better.
What's that?
That they would have named the park after a whole row of outhouses that were there at one point, or that there was a man that lived who had money, a lot of money it sounds like.
Oh, a big farmer.
Whose last name was Outhouse. What did his family do when they got to Ellis Island that they got stuck with that?
I wonder if they changed it to that.
Outhousington? And then it became Outhausenschneider.
Well, it had to be a name that you didn't want when you got here.
What could be worse than Outhouse?
I don't want to know.
At that time.
I mean, there was a lot
Frank,
of...
baby slaughter? Like, what are you?
But no, but there was a lot of, like, we don't want you here.
No, I understand. You know what I mean?
We don't want your kind here. What's your name? Dig Outhouse.
And yes, it does sit on Outhouse Road in Canandaigua.
Okay. Who knew the Outhouse family was so powerful out in Canandaigua? Okay, yes, Joe says the Outhouse family is still around. And you sound like great people.
Oh, I bet.
We're really happy it's all going well for you. As we pivot here from Outhouse Park in Canandaigua, there are other parks in our area. Now, I know you know that it was not a bunch of outhouses.
Yeah.
That used to be not so fun things. For example, is it Frisbee Hill, Kimmy, out in Grilton?
Yep.
Frisbee Hill?
Frisbee Hill.
Oh, Frisbee Hill.
Like
big
a toy.
Sledding area.
Yeah.
As a kid.
That used to be a dump.
That was always the rumor. It was a landfill or it was a hill of garbage at some point.
Yeah, like the hill that kids sled down was, it's all garbage under there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's probably buried and crushed, so who cares?
Well, but it's still not buried and crushed enough where it's not a giant hill.
Right, but it's compacted.
Okay.
The only thing I'd be afraid of, like, in places like that, if you smell anything at all weird, you think it's the garbage like coming back up.
What else would it be?
I know.
And like, are we?
Well, I mean, any smell can waft into an area.
Okay. Like, are there other parks in our area that have stuff under the park that you wouldn't want under the park? Not that it's dangerous, it's just to hear about it. And it's like, ew. Because, like, you know, with dumps, with like places factories used to be, when that land gets cleared and you're looking for green space, it's an easy place to flip into green space. Like, what terrible history is sitting on the land of some of these places where we went and played as kids or our kids are playing now?
I mean, I got to assume, like, any area where Kodak once was.
Oh,
right?
That
can't be good for you.
Radiation Park.
Well, like, think about it, too. Like, Kodak was everywhere.
Backs up to a bunch of, like, green space in a lot of those areas.
All right, so, like, Kodak Park over off of Manita? No, it's where's Hollander Stadium, where it used to be? You're not from here. I don't know why I'm asking.
Are you talking about way out there, that industrial park?
Yeah, the one that's next to, like, down Ridge Road. It's off of Ridge Road. Hollander Stadium, which is now a business park, was literally right across the street from all that. Like, you can see the pipes, like, just over the head. Like,
just taking it all in.
There were a bunch of kids that played there all day, every day, all the time, and it's like, sucking it all.
But, like, all these major cities had all this stuff, like Pittsburgh and Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean.
And look how well things went there for a while.
Built the country.
Yeah, absolutely. We had like the highest percentage of serial killers in America in Rochester at one point.
Ooh, Serial Killer Park.
There's like several of those here in Rochester.
Yeah, look at that.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have gotten to the bottom of Outhouse Park.
Yeah.
It is not named for outhouses out in Canandaigua. It is named after the Outhouse family.
Yeah.
Which, again, fine people. Sound like fine people. Kimmy, can we Google if Frisbee Hill in Grilton is actually a former dump?
It says it's the site. It says no, Frisbee Hill is not a dump. It's the site of a former landfill that has been since closed and converted into a composite compost.
That's a dump.
That's a dump.
That's a dump. But no, it's not a dump. Is it?
What else would it be?
That's the definition of a dump.
Yes, right. It's where garbage goes. Okay.
I wouldn't want to be any place where. I'll tell you where I wouldn't also want to be. Any place that used to be a hospital.
Why is that?
Like, I don't know how they disposed of things back in, like, the 1800s, the early, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, all of, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
I don't
what are you worried about? Like, body parts?
Yeah.
Well, but they would eventually decompose.
Yeah, but just knowing there's, like, a pile of arms down there.
Pile
or like
of
a
arms!
Pile of legs.
Hey, farewell to arms.
Like all literally. Of a sudden, like, there's heads down there. But I don't know. How did they like deal with stuff back in the day?
Well, okay, but no, I think I would be less bothered by body parts than I would garbage.
But no, like horrible.
I know what you're saying, but
medical things happen on this area, man.
Yeah, I mean, look,
and by the way, I don't know what kind of medical crap they just poured into the ground.
Did they have a lot of medical chemicals back in the day?
They probably had something poisonous that they used to knock you out or ease the pain.
Well, no, but
yeah,
I mean,
that ether they used.
Okay.
And I don't know what ether does to the ground.
Think of things that were poisonous that they didn't know they were using.
No, you're right. I mean, mercury and stuff like that bouncing around. I mean, the hospital wouldn't bother me at all. It's weird. You're Mr. Don't Be Superstitious all by a house someone was murdered in. The body could still be underneath the house. It's fine.
And that bugs you.
It's weird.
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Are there any old hospitals that have something over it now? Have we knocked down a hospital?
I'm sure from the 1700s, 1800s, where you had like medical areas.
I don't know. That hospital around the corner from Costco in the city looks like it was built in the 1700s,
yeah, true.
Right?
I mean, it does.
And Strong, like the original building from Strong. Have you ever been back there?
No.
It's still a part of the hospital.
Oh.
Like, you can see, it's like it looks like it was built in the ancient, 1800s, yeah. And they just built these modern buildings, like,
so
next
they didn't
to
knock it. They still use it?
Yeah, it's part of the facility.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they knocked down other parts of it, but yes, it's funny. When you go back behind the hospital,
yeah,
like drive behind the hospital there, you can see it. It's really interesting. It's like, oh, fancy, 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 old one-room schoolhouse, fancy, 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 yeah, fancy, fancy. All right. Well, look, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Also, James is helping us out here on Instagram. The full name of the park is Richard P. Outhouse Memorial Park, which I think from now on we should refer to it that way.
Dick P. Park?
Well, no.
God, it keeps getting worse.
Yes.
Bill writes us. You ready for this? Bill claims that Edison Tech is built on an old Rochester dump. He said, in the 80s, when I played football against them, it was not uncommon for old cans and other things to make their way to the surface.
Really? Just pop up?
Is that a thing?
I've never heard that.
Damn.
It makes sense, though, the way that it's all laid out. If you've driven past Edison, there is like this, like, it like hump? Raises up to a top.
Oh, it's like a little hump.
Yeah.
A little garbage hump.
All right. Let's never talk about this again.
All right.
Maybe we don't want to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're Italian, you may want to change the station right now.
Bad.
Well, what we're going to tell you, it's sacrilege of your Sunday song.
Oh.
That being said, it's also a way to make something not great way better. Because a college down the road from us may have discovered how to save money, put money in the pockets of farmers, and get us to all eat healthier all in one fell swoop.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. How about killing three birds with one stone?
What are we going to do?
All right. Problem one, people are not getting enough good food in their diet.
Okay.
Problem two, fruits are going to waste after not being eaten.
Fruit?
Yep.
Okay.
Problem three, money being lost by New York farmers.
Oh, my God.
All of these are actual legitimate problems. And researchers at Cornell University, just down the road, have just solved all three problems at once.
What'd they do?
So the team took what's called leftover milled apple pumice. So that's the skin, seeds, and pulp from an apple.
And do they do the juicing?
Yep, waste. Just stuff you can't use. Okay. They freeze-dried it, and then they milled it. And I don't know what that means.
Like they ground it down?
I guess so. They then took what was left over, and they blended it into ground beef and made that ground beef into meatballs.
Mm. So they put ground up apple into ground beef.
And they made it into meatballs.
Okay.
So these meatballs have apple in them. And it turns out these meatballs were delicious.
Really?
They cooked the meatballs.
I wouldn't put that together.
They gave them to taste testers to try them. And the taste testers said they did not notice a difference between the normal meatball and the meatball they had made with the apple. That's despite the fact that the apple meatball contained 20% apple products.
God damn. But you don't taste the apple?
They said they could not tell the difference.
I thought they meant for you to taste the apple
Want you to taste the apple. It's being used as filler.
Because they have like apple smoked meats, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess it kind of makes sense that flavor would go. But I guess, if you can't tell a difference, then it doesn't matter.
So there are two positives here.
Okay.
The apple meatballs are higher in fiber and antioxidants, something the average American struggles to get enough of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it makes us healthier. Two, the apple meatballs had a longer shelf life than the average meatball, something that grocery stores and meatball producers would be very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Three, the meatballs, if they were to catch on, would give farmers in New York a new source of revenue.
Look at that.
Making waste they have to pay to dispose of, something they could profit off of.
How many meatballs do we make?
In Rochester?
In the world.
Well, I mean, in Rochester.
I mean, make a meatball, because it sounds like these are like manufactured meatballs.
Well, no, I mean, as we speak right now, I just saw a study last week. In Rochester, at any given time, 75 meatballs are being made by hand.
Wow.
It's a true. Right now. That's 24 hours a day.
Damn.
On average.
I did not know.
You win on apple meatballs?
I mean, there's no difference. What do I care?
Oh, yeah. You call yourself an Italian? And sometimes. You just said there's no difference?
Well, if you tell me there's no difference in the taste and it helps the farmers out. Why not do it? The only thing is, like, if it doesn't taste right, if it doesn't stay together, you know what I mean? Like
the texture's off.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it falls apart, then people will be out on it.
Okay. It's a ballsy thing to do in the state of New York.
Because nobody's. Did any Italians taste?
No, there are no Italians in Ithaca. I don't know.
No,
I don't
but
have
did they
the ethnicity.
Take these? Did they do like a blind taste test with Italians?
That I don't know.
There's your proof for
that.
Because, like, right now you're talking a lot of jive. With your balls.
Wouldn't you argue, an Italian's going to be picky about any meatball that isn't Nona's meatball, you know?
Yeah. Like turkey. My father wouldn't eat a turkey meatball.
Well, I mean, turkey meatballs kind of suck. I'll eat it, but I'm not happy about it.
He wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, like you're not going to eat anybody else's meatballs. You're keeping it in the family.
I mean, is that true? Do Italians not eat other people's meatballs? 252
I mean, they will, but they're going to compare it.
I mean, probably the kids now don't care, but the older set?
Yeah.
Man, they're all, you know, they treat that stuff like religion, man.
All right, so look, I get you. You're right. When it comes to New York and Italians in New York especially, we don't mess with our meatballs.
They get weird. Yeah.
But at the same time, we also love our apples in New York State.
Yeah, we do.
And we go out of our way to try and include apples in everything. So is the apple meatball blasphemy, or is this a new idea that could change the way we eat? Like 252 WCMF, would you be open to the 20% apple meatball?
I would be. I don't think the older set like my brothers would
be. How much older does it get than you? What are you talking about, people under the ground? Hey, I'm trying to feed this meatball to the corpse of my mother.
Well, like, I'm 66, my brother's 78. You don't want nothing different.
Okay.
Like, if you tell my brother there's anything different about something, he's out. You get set in your ways.
Oh, I get it. Look, I saw this story. My first thought was nobody in Rochester is going to
like this. You're like this with a lot of food. You get really weird with food, man.
Oh, I get weird with food. Says man who eats raw fennel every day.
It's good for you.
So is this. And that's
try it with apples.
That's just it. I mean, like, if I have the ability to get things I'm not getting and I'm not losing any quality and taste or texture, why would I not want to
get apple? I agree, man. It sounds like a great idea. Garbage meatball.
I also think, like, if you're seeking healthier options for things, it's very hard most of the time to find something that replicates the actual meal that you're looking to eat. And if people really say there's no difference and you're looking to eat healthier, why not?
Because that is a miracle. Because you and I both know.
There's always, like, something off about it.
We've tried these different products that suck.
Okay, put a pin in that because I want to talk about it. We're talking about this story that's happened out in Cornell, just east of us, Cornell University. They took apple waste, seeds, skin, pulp. They freeze-dried it. They milled it. They blended it into ground beef, and they cooked the ground beef into meatballs. They then taste-tested them amongst a bunch of people. How'd you like to be in that experiment?
Oh, meatball tester.
Eat these meatballs. They found that when up to 20% of the meatball was the apple filler, they could not tell a difference.
Fantastic.
And it makes the meatball better for you. It gives farmers the ability to make money off of stuff that they were actually paying to get rid of. And it made the meatballs more shelf stable. They lasted longer than your average meatball. So you're just talking about stuff that we've looked for.
Yes, we've tried.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like a substitute or a lesser, less fat, less sugar. And you tried that and it's sucks. Number one is the low-calorie, low-moisture cheese stick.
Yeah, those are terrible.
It tastes like a white candle.
Those are terrible.
You're eating a candle.
But see here, you started bitching about the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
And then as you kept eating the cheese sticks, you started trying to sell us on the cheese sticks.
I know. But it's still...
Waxy cheese.
It's just not there, man.
Waxy cheese, one of my favorite Catskills comedians. When he opened up for Soupy Pockets.
Like, when you taste real cheese, you go, this is horrible, man. Yeah.
Well, that's the key to eating this stuff that's not... that's supposed to be better for you.
Yeah.
You can't have the old stuff ever again.
No.
Because then you're immediately ruined. But, like, you know, as we talk about, like, I don't know how much you're allowed to mess with ethnic food.
You can't.
We've been talking about Italians. Let's keep talking about
it. But there's all these foods have a deep history where they came from.
Okay, but that's not keeping the grocery store now from being filled with a whole bunch of, quote, healthier options. Like, for example, you can buy chickpea pasta right now.
Horrible. So I found this out from grandkids. That, you know, they got the kids on the healthy stuff. So I see this spiral pasta, right? I haven't had pasta in a while. I go, let me take a hit of this. I go, this is disgusting. Like, this kid does not know what actual pasta tastes like. Yeah, he thinks this is food, man.
I got the chickpea pasta when we were on lockdown.
Yeah, because that's all that was left.
Yes, and I'm like, oh, it's a better.
Why not? Let's give it a try.
I boiled it for like a minute too long. It disintegrated.
Yeah. Cauliflower pizza crust sucks. It doesn't stay together.
And I get if you got a gluten allergy, maybe that's the only way you can go. But like,
just don't eat pizza then. Just eat some pepperoni.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Good, Steve. What do you got?
Well, I've always heard that apple seeds were poisonous, so I find it interesting that they're putting them in the meatloaf. So I Googled it just. You know, check it out, and it does say that they are potentially poisonous, so I don't know why they would be doing that.
So I know apple seeds contain arsenic, but I thought you needed like 1,000 pounds of apple seeds to kill a human being.
Well, maybe you need, you know, it could be a big meatloaf, I don't know.
I ate a 20-pound meatloaf and died. I think you're going to die.
Guy, so, you know, it could happen.
Well, Steve, you're probably going to die of eating 20 pounds of meat before you die of arsenic poisoning.
I suppose that's probably true, or... I'll probably die in January when the Bills lose in the first game of the playoffs. No, that's not going to happen. I'm just joking. Go Bills.
He talked himself out of it.
Steven, I hope you die of arsenic poisoning. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Steve.
No. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, he does bring up a good question. Kimmy, can you Google how many apple seeds I would have to eat to die?
So, yeah,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's got arsenic.
Well, how come the apple's not poisonous, but the seed's sitting in it?
It's called something else, and I can't pronounce it.
I think it's
amygdalin?
Called, no, Tylenol.
Are you sure it's not arsenic?
Says
so. Like, can pregnant women eat
a substance called amygdalin? I think is how you pronounce it.
No, it's
amygdalin.
When the seeds are crushed or chewed, the amygdalin is broken down and converted into hydrogen cyanide.
Cyanide, not arsenic. Cyanide, not arsenic. Okay, how many apple seeds would I have to eat to die of cyanide poisoning?
It's gotta be like a truckload.
Well, we'll find out. Why don't you be like 4? This meatball is delicious.
People be dropping all over.
Well, I don't know. Who eats apple seeds?
No, but sometimes they fall into when you're cooking. You know, people make a pie at home.
People make a pie. You make a pie. See, you can't
cyanide
even.
Cyanide pie.
You can't even speak all this.
A la mode.
Cyanide you've been eating. Monster Sam writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, why does it have to be meatballs? Why not burgers, tacos, meatloaf? Anything is possible, Monster Sam.
Yes, it
I
is.
Guess, in theory here, right? Yeah, like you think about what we could do with this stuff and how much money could be made for New York farmers. That's a huge plus.
It is, and getting rid of all that waste.
All right, here, I'll
so
make
much waste, Pat.
I'll make a deal. What's how that? About this? I am open to apple burgers and apple meatloaf and apple meatballs. To add revenue to apple farmers in New York.
Okay.
If
what?
You shut down all of the apple farms and I don't have to go there ever again.
Okay.
I think that's a fair trade-off.
So no more apple tourism.
Yeah. I don't want to go and pick apples.
Because they won't need it now because you got all the money from the slop.
Thank you. We're making all this meatball money. I don't want to have to go do any of that ever again.
Okay.
So I will only eat ground beef with apple in it, but you have to shut down all that. It's fair, right?
Yeah.
The hardest folks to flip in this story, again, we're talking about Cornell University. They found a way to put apple waste into ground beef and make it taste like regular beef.
Yeah.
They used meatballs in this scenario. 20% of it was made out of apples, and the taste testers said it tasted just as good as a regular meatball. The older set, like you said, but they're the ones, Tommy, that would benefit the most from eating lighter, getting an extra serving of vegetables or fiber or other stuff.
But their bitching will soon be gone. So relax.
What a terrible thing.
No, they'll be in meatball heaven. All the real meatballs you want.
But, I mean, like, you could do what you do with, like, toddlers where you're, like, sneaking vegetables into their...
Sure. Okay, you like, could do that in a nursing home,
Kimmy, how many seeds
away? Getting some very different numbers, but it seems like for it to be fatal, you have to eat, like, a lot, like a quarter of a million seeds.
All right.
Yeah, you'd be full of seeds.
Oh, much like your mom. So just keep the meatloaf size.
She lived to almost 90.
Small.
With all that seed.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.